This episode is sponsored by Voke Energy Chewables, made with superfoods right here in the United States. All-day support for clear thinking, mental focus, and a good mood. You eat one mid-morning and another mid-afternoon. Check out voke-energy.com and get voked.
Sometimes it feels the odds are stacked against you. The good news is we have an expert today who founded BTO Fitness, Beat the Odds Fitness. Mackenzie Bryan is here with us. Mackenzie, thanks for being here. BTO Fitness, how do I beat the odds when they're stacked against me?
I think the first and like most important thing is the mindset behind it, is you have to have a very strong why. You have to have something that on the days when you don't want to, on the days when you're tired, on the days when you just downright don't want to do anything, your why has to be so strong, burn in your heart so bright that it is going to get you up out of bed. It's going to get your feet on the floor and it's going to get you going for that day. And second thing to that is you have to have a community. You have to have a community behind you that is willing to hold you accountable to the things that you need to do in order to beat the odds. Because I know for myself, when I initially started this journey, I tried to do it by myself. Mm-hmm. And it was a very dark and lonely place. And while, yes, I did get to where I wanted to be, if I would have had people telling me, essentially acting as my brick wall, like I take a step forward and they take a step forward behind me and they never let me regress and fall backwards, that is going to be the thing that helps me to continue to push forward. I probably would have gotten to where I needed to be significantly farther or significantly faster. And so biggest thing when it comes to beating the odds is you have to remember that an object in motion stays in motion. Mm-hmm. An object at rest stays at rest. So once you catch that momentum, you just have to keep putting one foot in front of the other and keep going.
So basically it's physics here at Break Time University podcast. By the way, my name is Rob Hunter. Thank you for being here and watching this with us or listening to us. So the beat the odds, this is personal for you, yeah. And this is how you help us beat the odds. Because when you were 16 years old, phenomenal gymnast, on top of your game, and then you got a medical diagnosis, a chronic GI issue, mm-hmm. and your entire world changes, so literally beat the odds. Mm-hmm. Their doctors are probably telling you, oh, well, this is a tough one. You got the odds stacked against you.
Yeah.
So is that where BTO Fitness really stems from? Is that diagnosis all those years ago? No, I mean, not that you're old, but, you know, a couple of years ago.
It absolutely does. So when I was initially diagnosed with gastroparesis at 16.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Gastroparesis.
Okay, got
partial it. Partial stomach paralysis.
Partial stomach paralysis.
Yes.
Yeah, the odds are stacked against you.
A little bit, mm-hmm. little bit. So when I was diagnosed with gastroparesis, I was basically told I was going to live my life in and out of a hospital. I was, when I went to go get an NJ tube, which is a feeding tube that is essentially put straight into your stomach, I was like, is there any chance I'm ever going to go back to athletics with this? And they said, I've never had anybody do it before. Basically, this is going to be your life now. And I said, I'm going to beat the odds. Watch me. And anytime moving forward, when someone told me I could, I couldn't, I shouldn't, or I wouldn't do something, I was like, I'm going to beat the odds. Watch me. And so from that time on, that's kind of been my saying through everything, which is where Beat the Odds Fitness came from. Well, Beat the Odds came from. And then after college, I had figured out my diagnosis with diet and exercise. And then I went from exercising 6-7 hours a day to, okay, now I'm a normal person and I'm going to exercise 45 minutes to an hour a day. And I had to figure it out all over again. And at that point in time, I was still so lean. Like I basically, doctors put me on birth control to hit puberty at 23. And I was wow. like, that is where my love of fitness and nutrition came from, because I needed to figure out how to be healthy for me and not, I didn't want to live my life based off of a medication. I didn't want to have to do that. So I learned how to eat healthy for me. And I was like, if I can do this for myself, I should be able to do this for other people too.
Take me back to that first step, if you can even remember, because you now work with people, you help, you know, them beat the odds, but it's that first step that's always the hardest. So How do you relate that first step after you hear this at 16 that, oh, sorry, Kenzie, you're going to have to live in a hospital off and on, to getting, dealing, managing with that, whatever the terminology is, and then how do you use that experience to help other people start their own journey to beat the odds that they face?
I think initially that feeling that I had, as sad as it sounds, it was spite. Like, I had everybody tell me no, 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 no. And I wanted to be the person that said, look, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it twice, and I'm going to take pictures. And that's kind of, it's kind of how I have been my entire life. It's like, if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to do it twice, and I'm going to take pictures just to prove to you that I did it. But for that person that is taking that first step, is you're going to get to that lowest of low. And when I had someone tell me that you're going to live your life in and out of a hospital at 16 years old, when I was getting recruited by D1 schools for collegiate gymnastics,
wow,
that was my lowest of low. And I needed to figure out, when I hit rock bottom, how I was going to move forward. And it's honestly taking that first step and finding someone who's going to give you a very simple, clear-cut, direct plan to what that first step is. Unfortunately, at the time, I didn't have someone telling me, like,
right,
this is your path forward. So, I mean, I took a lot of first steps forward and about 12 steps backward, but eventually figured out what that first step was, that then I could take right foot, left foot, and just keep making forward progress.
So it starts with that mindset that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And again, this is Mackenzie Bryan. She not only is the founder of BTO Fitness, Beat the Odds Fitness, but she is sponsored by First Form as well. Yes. And that's a big deal because it's one of the biggest health supplement companies out there. Mm-hmm. So for you, this is a lifestyle. So go back to the mindset of you beating the odds to becoming a First Form sponsored athlete. It's whatever my challenge is, if I work with you, let's go beat those odds.
Yeah.
So maybe your path isn't to become a First Form sponsored athlete, mm-hmm, but maybe it is to be a CEO of your own company and be effective. And how do you use your body and mind effectively to do that? Mm-hmm. So go back to the mindset. Mm-hmm. That's the important part. Mm-hmm. And then that community, which helps you when you're trying to take that step by step. How do you act as my community in the training sessions that we go through?
So I do all of my one-on-one fitness nutrition coaching exclusively through the First Form app. So in that sense, that's one-on-one. But I have a community of over 700 people that are all on the exact same journey that you are on in some capacity. So we come together and we have that accountability within our Team BTO community, where we vocalize our goals, we hold one another accountable to that goal, and we are there to act as one another's brick walls to ensure that we're continuing to move forward each and every single day. And to have those like-minded people surrounding you every single day, those people that are, quite frankly, in the trenches right alongside you, that you are fighting with and you're fighting alongside for, is something that is incredibly special. To know that, well, yes, I have my best friends are in Missouri or Arkansas or those types of things, they're on the exact same journey that I am, and they're going to be the person that ensures that I get to where I need to be. So when it comes to the community aspect of things, it doesn't matter if we're in person or if we are virtual, you are always going to have that sense of community, that sense of accountability, and that sense of love and passion and honestly just wanting to see you succeed when you are a part of the Team BTO community.
And this for you has become a mission of sorts,
yeah,
not just with the fitness, but the education that you are always learning. Mm-hmm. So you have devoted hours and hours and hours and hours to not just tapping into fitness, but we're talking nutrition. And then you have education and expertise with the hormonal balances, mm-hmm, too, because all those three things tie together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So when I started coaching with nutrition and fitness, I like to consider myself a lifelong learner. I went and got a certification in personal training and got a certification in nutrition and a second certification in nutrition. I was like, what more can I do? And my entire life, I thought that I wanted to be a doctor. I was honestly doing the fitness and nutrition in the interim until I got into medical school. And I actually did end up getting into medical school to be a naturopathic doctor, and was sitting at day one of orientation, 8 hours of orientation. And the only thing that I could think about was the people that I was currently working with and the people that I was going to have to give up working with to be able to pursue a career as a doctor. And what I didn't realize at the time is that I was already fulfilling my life mission of helping those people create a life that they are proud of without having an MD after my name.
Mm-hmm.
And so day two of orientation, I walked into orientation and I told the people that were running the admissions, I don't want to be a doctor anymore, but I do want to be in your clinical nutrition program. And they were like, you know what? We don't know if we're going to be able to do it, but we're going to hustle. We're going to see if we can get you admitted. And the day I was supposed to start medical school, I actually started my master's degree in clinical nutrition.
Mm.
And it's been 2.5-3 years, and I actually sat for my boards on Monday.
How about that?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I don't know yet. I won't get results for 4 to 5 weeks.
How do you feel that you did? I know, the waiting game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually walked away feeling pretty confident, which
I know. She doesn't seem insecure, does she?
For an exam like that, when it's 200 questions and you sit there for 4 hours, to walk away feeling like, hey, I passed that, was something that was pretty special after having gone through everything that I went through and studying relentlessly for months for that exam.
No doubt. That's how you beat the odds, right? Yeah. So, yeah. Mackenzie, how do people find you on Instagram?
You can look at Kenslin14 is going to be my Instagram. And the Instagram is also going to link directly to the exclusive Team BTO community that I was explaining to you, where we have our community of over 700 people.
So go check that out. Remember, the odds, they are in your favor, especially if you have the right help. Kenzie, right here, is that. For more information, easy. BreakTimeU.com/fitness. Thanks for being here. For Break Time University's podcast, we'll be back with you real soon.